Also go of chalavakim. So in order to make something chal v'yisrael, so the shita of mechab is that if it's chalav, if you saw standing outside, if you know there's no davar time be'idra, it's mutter, even though you can't see it b'shas the chaliva, but in as much as you know that there is no davar time inside and you're blocking the entrances, your people can't smuggle in any davar tame, then it's going to be okay. If it's davar tame be'idra and he saw outside, it has to be that number one, he's doing the tzarich yisrael. Mechaber says why? Because in tzarich atzmai, he doesn't know there's anything wrong. So that's number one, he's doing the tzarich yisrael. Number two is has to be some type of mirsus. So what's the mirsus? Mechaber says he got mirsus that if he's standing, you would see him. That makes a mirsus. That's one type of making a mirsus. Who are then the shach b'gzan nichlis yitzi also work. If you have nichlis yitzi, it says also going to be a mirsus. So being that he's scared, they're going to come in. Therefore, a nechus yetzi is going to work. In order to be a nechus yetzi, has to be the attack of the person scared that you think we can make a snap check. And it's not the pshat that he'll see you come, and that he'll see you coming. If he's going to see you coming, he has time to hide all the goods. And then about it, it's not going to work. And so we're working with tzur of nechus yetzi. The Ramah comes along and says three the cherchilas in order to make kol v'yisrael. Number one is tchilas hachaliva. You have to be there at the beginning. See the beginning of the chaliva. The chur, what it means is, it means you have to see the chiz chaliva, is that you have to know there's no dover, that there is no dover tummy there, and you see there are good cows, and that's number one what you need. Number two is, it has to be that you have to see the kli. Why have to see the kli? Because maybe the kli had dover tummy inside of it, and now it's going to get mixed inside of it, and then we have to see the kli. The chachil number three is that there's a minhag to have a Jewish owned kli. Not the kli which the guy use for other things, because maybe there's sukkah chalav left over, and therefore three lechachilas of the Rambam. The Rambam says b'di'evet in lachash lechal zeh. You have to chesed for all of this, and all of them are going to be okay b'di'evet. So the next came my busy wasn't being b'di'evet. What's the Rambam being make? What's he being make on? So for sure the third case of this minig of miyached the kli. So you know that the. For sure, the Ramah is going on that. You know, that's something which we could accept and say that b'di'avad, that there's just any of b'miyachid the kli, and b'di'avad, if one didn't do that, then, you know, Ken Zayin, that's something which could be okay. The Chashokan says, like, if you wash out the kli, that's also good. You know, if you wash out the kli, he says, that's just as good. It's a little bit of a chiddush, it's just as good as he says, once you washed it out, that's also going to be okay. When Igeya the Sinatriz Khaliva, so Shachin's like Mechatesa, you know, why in the world should that work? I mean, Sinatriz Khaliva, I've added that something which should be ma'akiv, and it shouldn't be good. He said, could be the one never remembered the evidence of that. And he said that the Shach was that for sure is not going to be good. When Igeya the middle din, that also the Shach takes task on, he said, the Ramah means that. But the Yev is being makel, not seeing the kli. Shach says that even the Yev bin Shiri so metchil the kli. Says the Shach is chelik. Shach says even the Yev, one has to go ahead and see the kli. If you don't see the kli, Shach was machmer. Even the Yev ben the gave that. So because they have three lechakivas, chiz kliva, which that b'chari, not pashtu Ramo is going that, not going that. The second one is seeing the kli, which Ramo wants to make with the Yev. Shach is very anti that, saying that he does not want to be makel with that. The third is b'di'avad is b'negeya the mimiach of the kli. So that for sure Ramah is b'mikol b'di'avad on that. The chachmas Adam brings down tzarech ways kamechiv the kli shalei bechalav. Gam tzarech there is hachliv mitchilat soif. He grabs the lashon. What does it mean? The chaliva means the chilat soif. That we need tchilas chaliva. It doesn't mean dafka tchilas chaliva. You have to see the whole thing. Oh, Yitzhak Nechnas, I'm with Sarafis Bechutz, that you have to just, you know, be there the whole time. Then he says, Efsher, there's no Dautam Idre, number one. Afish Shalom with Chibakli, you didn't see the Kli, like the Ramah, Kimishra Kwan Chaliva, you saw the Chaliva, but you didn't see the Kli, Yishlat B'Shas Al-Chak, Kimiko Shas Al-Chak, like the Ramah. So he says in parentheses that prichadosh is matter if there's no davar tamei in the city and tashbeitz. When he would sasi kafte v'ferach after the kamalachim, you know, like prichadosh, like upon if I saw the chaliva, I didn't see the kli, so I'm willing to be makel Shasad Chak to be makel that on the, willing to bend on the kli Shasad Chak is being Rav Tzir Prichadash and the Ramah, so B'diyav Shasad Chak is willing to be makel on that. And he's the klapi, he's seeing the, this is the chin, not lach, which is the klapi, not lach, which is the klapi, not lach, which is the klapi, not the third din of having a kli miyuchad, he says that's only the chachila, but the other, if it's, but the other, if you're on the derech, you know, it's not an option, then even the chachila is going to be okay. So, kids, in order to make Chal Yisrael in the world of the chachilas, you have to see mitchila atzayif, you're going to have to see it, as a shleina shachanarach. B'di'evet, maybe, what? Dharma says it.
Mitchila
atzayif? Yeah, or yetzimnechas.
No,
you have to say B'tchila or Yetzir V'nechas.
B'tchila?
Yeah, B'tchila or, and then afterwards you have Yetzir V'nechas.
Is you have to see with your eyes?
No, you have to have be guarding Yetzir V'nechas or guarding. If the seed is starting off okay, then you're going to have to start yourself okay. You're going to have to either be standing outside or Yetzir V'nechas in order to be popping in and out and in order for it to. Sorry, a second. In order to be okay, that's going to be the opinion of the Rambam. Now, one more thing before we get into what's going on in the different places in the world, there's one more Rambam over here. Rambam brings down that Shvachis Shechileves Beis Yisrael. The Shvachis who would do Beis Yisrael. What's the halacha Shvachis? So Shvachis also go b'shalakim. Here's Kervas, not Kervas. Chasnas. Hakon over here. Shvachis. There's a whole different sugya over here. Here that there's a. Of Shvachis do Beis Yisrael or Dir Shlem, if there's no Beis Yisrael Mafsik and there's no Kshash Dava Tamei, then it's going to be Mechila, even though there's no Yisrael. Why? Since you're in Beis Yisrael, you don't do Kshash Dava Tamei. So he's saying that if you're doing a Beis Yisrael and the Shvachis is working for you, being that's the Beis Yisrael, you don't do Kshash Dava Tamei, and there's a Mirsa going on over here, and therefore it's going to be okay. But if a Beis Yisrael Mafsik, if the Beis Yisrael be Mafsik, then the Yisrael has to be there because then there's not Hatter. Because Hatter, if you have a shvachis, the base Yisrael, no guy being mafsik, then that's going to be mutter. And the character is like the guy says after mirsas, you're scared. The shvachis is working for you, they're scared, and there's nothing in between, then there's going to be heter of mirsas. What makes the mirsas? Even if you saw katan, like tana, milan, even if you have a kid, because it's enough to create the mirsas. And being that there's a mirsas, then it's going to be okay. Let's say you're achare. Abayas, is what you're in front of the house. Let's see, Achri Abayas. So the Shach brings down from the Teres Chattas. There is Achri Abayas, it's going to be also the Chachila. It should be also the Chachila. It means Dake Moshe. Abba Marie, because you know the Gam Bezeh, came from the Teres Chattas, Master Devin Marie, that even Achri Abayas, there's no Chilak Fnei Abayas, Achri Abayas, the Shach says the Minig is to go ahead and be Mako. Then there's a Shvera Ramah. Ramah says the guy that mixes behemoths and the Yisrael wasn't there. He came late to Mashkech, showed up late one day, and then Yisrael came. So he says, Bizman Azev, it's not Matzi, it's going to be Mutter. But if he did everything, then it's going to be Yasa. So the question is, what's the study of a wife? If you come in middle, why should it be Mutter? As he did a chelik of it, a chelik is Kalavakim, and why should we go ahead and matter if we did a chelik of it? There's no reason why it should be Mutter. So the Taz says it's going on the case we did Achri Abayis. That's doing Achri Abayis. Avada, if the guy did it, Bibema Shaloy of Amanaki Mekel, you have to see it. So we did Achri Abayis, and being it's Achri Abayis, therefore that's why it's going to be Mutter, which is a little bit hard to understand. What's the Pshara? Is Achri Abayis a heter or not a heter? If Achri Abayis is a heter, like the maskana of the shachs, then what's the means?
It's
a mutter. Is it heter or not heter? If it's something that is heter, like the shach comes out of maskana, so then it's mutter. So like, what's his Achri Abayis? I mean, like, what happened? It's mutter. There's no mercies, and it's going to be aser. So then, if you do partially, it's going to be okay. Like, it's hard to understand, like, what he's talking about. Like, why is partial good enough? So it's like a tziruf, like Achri Abayis is probably okay. Like, you know, it's
because there's rain
with the Nei Yisrael. So that's the difference. They don't do Achri Abayis of Nei Abayis. That's okay, but they don't do Achri Abayis of Nei Abayis. In other words, if you go do a snap check in middle of Wisconsin, it's Asur. If it's Achri Abayis, it's even Mutter. Now, is Achri Abayis normally a heter or not a heter?
So what can you say from here? You see that it's not a heter on its own, but with the tziruf of the Yisrael.
Okay, it's just funny, like it's a little bit of a mirsis or a part of a mirsis, or the Ramah wasn't sure if it was a mirsis, so like he just made a pshar between the two shitas, maybe. Saying, you know, no, the Shach doesn't like this whole Cheshvin. He says, "Lo mistava kal echad bin kul miksasan." He says, "And why should we chilek bin kul miksasan?" It's chalavak mitzchalavakim. It's nechadami. Every time you make with him, like achas chal miksasan, ma'isha kachaya. The ma'isha kachaya was kachaya. Avad bin miksasan. Avad is going to be. Avad is going to be us. So the nice kalim, the see the tzaddik, the Matyonison over here. Want to say this? He said is that svarga dal chalik. He has sex fake of his miksas. Why? Maybe there's no chal tami. Every time you have a sex seker, maybe it's a chav tami. Even if there was rave, even if there was, you have rave kasher. And as you saw, most of the milk was kasher. So it's me about the rave, remember me day. Even though later on we say we need shishim, so that's when it's vade chav of gaya. But over here, when you have chashash, we have a mutter, it says it's going to be enough with rave. They say you have a sex seker, maybe there wasn't a davatami, maybe there was a davatami. What?
Only words not makalabach.
I mean, I'm not going to have
it. It's actually the Lebech. In Macron, it's actually the Lebech, the Lord.
What do you mean, Lebech?
You can't go the other way.
That's it, man. Okay. And he says, even Elsa Matar Vadas bought them a rave, only with their bunny needs Samach, trade their abundant. When she can cool on a ruban, you lost the rave, therefore it's going to be a problem. The Matianis says, also means, he says that, it's crying a sarav im a chal v'shnechav achar b'yas Yisrael. There was like separate milk. You came in. They had two pots. There's a pot of which Mashkech put on the side. Oh, this will have a Ftava and Z. Trif. Afterwards, it mixed it in. So since it's trade darbanans, therefore he wants to say, therefore Pidiyavit is going to, it's Pidiyavit is going to be okay.
That's only cool comma that the scrolls have.
You have a rave. You have a rave, which is a kosher, and it's, and it's trade darbanan, and darbanan must be here. So all together. Yeah, not, yeah. If that's the story, not so much. Now, there's a stomach tzedek which goes in that there's a yisoy that chalav akum is dafka if the guy owns the cow. And shenkein, if the yisoy owns the cow, lav dafka we're in the gzeris chazal of chalav akum. Nervous, what is it? So, what's the lacha chalav mummer? So, Ramayshin Shu and Yashiv both assume. They both say it's a chiddush. I'll tell you why I think it's a chiddush. But they both say, "What's the halacha of chalav mumma?" They both say that chalav mumma be'etzem mitzad the gzeres chazal of avodah zarah daf lamed hey. That's be said you would not have because it's the Jewish, not owned by a guy. Hold on a second. Yevachshah shemiyah arev. The chashah shemiyah arev is not the pshat over here that we have a chashah. Maybe you can be arevs. Now we have to figure out how the practically is going to be erev and not erev. And if they answer the guy, why shemiyah arev? They didn't answer Jew, shemiyah arev. Now we have a new mitzvah of a mumra. So mumra betzim is not the esm gzera of the chazal. It's just practically is a chashah shemiyah arev and not shemiyah arev. What's nafkamina is? Nafkamina is can we start saying svaras? No, don't tell me idroi. We have government inspections and things like that. Even if you want to say those things are not on esm gzera. You can go to Chazam Sefer, it's also a minion, but we're dealing with chalev of a mumra, so you would not have that. All you have is Shemi Arav, and you have to deal, is there practically Shemi Arav, not Shemi Arav, you're not going to have Esam Zeh. So both Ramayisha and Ramayasha, both Naman, that Kepshuta, that's Tapshat, that it's just a Chashash Shemi Arav, it's not Esam, it's not Chalek Gezerah, and therefore it's not going to be Aser mitzad etzem gezerah shabbai, which is a chiddush. And as we saw the Ran in Chulin, which is Kavi Pas Akum, that a mumra is dini kagoy. So if a mumra is dini kagoy, then mamela is dini kagoy. So mamela have a din of kagoy. Mamela it should be Aser. We saw a lot of Achrayim like that by Pas Akum. We have both Ramesha and Rav Yasha both saying that it's not going to be that some gezerah. It's just going to be Achshash Shemi Arab. Now I have to discuss is Achshash Shemi Arab. So yesterday we discussed Barichas, with Chazal very quickly. Chazal came along and said that if the Lord Dover Tamba Idre, the whole Sugya doesn't apply, well, Achshash Shemi Arab, in as much as that we got around the Achshash Shemi Arab, why? It's more expensive to use Trefa Milk, or even if it's not more expensive, it's there's no Dover Tamba around, Zakta Pichadish Bichay Gavna, it would not be Achshash Shemi Arab, and therefore, there won't be any zero, and it's going to be
the owner of the factory is Jewish. Does that help with the work?
So we got that in a second. They saw that Asachel Echorin were chilek on the pre-Chadash. Why? Two reasons. Either you could just say that the Nusach of the Chacham Sadem, the Enech Hanayim, is a very small chance that the guy mixed it in. Why? Because no Dover Tamei around. It's not so easy. Or it's not so worth it financially. But even though it's a very small chance, but the gedder of the Xeria was, they asked it any Shum Tzad Ba'ilam, they asked it. Even though it wasn't Xeria B'chaz M'chazal, Kame Gvina, Gvina is also even though B'vadai, it's not going to be Davasar, the Guzer, and Chayn Eimba Shum Tzad Heter, has to be that. Avi Racha Dever Moid. So even it's very, very Vaitachash. And that's going to be Aser. If there's any Vaitachas, it's going to be Aser. So therefore, that's one time to be called. This subshad is that Yechlam is very Vaitachashkiach. If there's any Shemsad Ba'ilam, then it's going to be Aser. The Chassam Sofer took it much lighter and said, no, Chalav Akim has been a Gvinas Akim, that they acid it, Beminion, even there's zero chance in the world that there's a Chassah Shem and David Tomei, wherever they didn't give a heter, Beforish is going to be Aser. So he says, certain things mutter. Yisrael sees it, you're standing outside, it's a Venichnas, but inasmuch that there is no, inasmuch you don't have that, it's also no matter what, and it doesn't help the fact that there's that the Mitzias is real no chash, and that's not going to help. So how do we cast it at Pri-Chadosh? So the Chazon went to Pri-Chadosh. We saw Rav Ruben and Achraim did not go at Pri-Chadosh, and they say more like a chasson of some sefer that is going to be aser. We mentioned Rav Moshe yesterday. Rav Moshe says even in the world of not like the Pri-Chadosh, but could be Chalav Stam is going to be okay. Why is Chalav Stam okay? Because being that the government is going to come in and catch you, therefore that life is like Yidia, life is like Edis, it's kill you're seeing it, and therefore it's kill that you have a Vada Yidia, that there is no Chalav Akim, and therefore that's like Edis, and therefore it's going to be okay. Now so Rav Moshe and the Chazon are two different things. Chazon is going Pri-Chadosh thick. Rav Moshe is going not so much Pri-Chadosh thick, this is Edis thick. You have Edis, and being there you have Edis, therefore it's going to be what okay. The Taina on a second, the Taina on the Taina's on Rav Moshe is number one is there's not such a big knas, it could be there's no mercies, and big deal if they get caught. You know, that's, you know, Taina number one. Some people don't like Rav Moshe in the Lamed Shabbai, that their bibes like Yedia, bibes like Edis. And there's a third time in the world of some Sefer, the Chazal Aser, unless you have the Gidrik Dam, which they have, the Choyra Aser, which they would not stem with the Chassam, with the Shtam Chassayfa. Imran Moshe holds that about Nafesh Shemi Machmer, and it's Minaroy Lachmer, and about Nafesh Shemi Machmer, and Minaroy Timi Machmer. Imran Moshe like that, like we mentioned, that you made a special collection in Yeshiva. In order to make sure, I'm saying, make sure Chashin Yeshiva. In order to make sure that Chav Yisrael and Frank Vayner said the Bevadai Moshe and Avi Mekel. You know, and the Mitzvahs nowadays that's all over the place, very easy, and that Moshe would not want to be Mekel in that situation. Yeah, so we're two places where Lamaisa, you know, it's more mukim to be mekel on Chalav government, Chalav Stam, wherever you're talking. Number one, it has to be a place where there is a mersis, that's number one. So there's one case is mukim chayli. So even all the anti chaznish, you know, never really meant it, and he didn't really mean to say it, but everyone agrees, either he said mukim chayli was mekel, chaznish, that seemed to be pretty. What? Chaznish?
Why for sure would he?
That seems to be. As the Chazon says, even Chazon says pretty clearly that he definitely is Mekel Bechiai Gamma, Makam Choyli, Makam Sarah Gadol, and you know, Makam Choyli, Sarah Gadol. Therefore, one place where a lot of people are Mekel on is when it comes to Menegei Ketanim. So the Metzius is Menegei Ketanim, the formulas, a lot of them are Chalav, Chalav Stam. That's the Metzius on a lot of them. And what?
We don't have
Kemach. So, you know, a lot of them. So, but Makim, being that, you know, it's a Makim Chayla, Makim Tana, Lamaisa, you know, we are a Mekel, and if that's what there is, so Lamaisa, you know, Nagin. Look, Shiva is a choice. We have a choice. Should you pump, should the lady pump with a grama, or use Chalavak and pattern milk? So he says, probably a grandma, Makam Sarek, or Mekel, but he says, he'd rather use the Chalav Akim powdered milk, Teskav Samechei, he'd rather use that as opposed to that, because I think we have the Pri-Chadosh, we have the, you know, we have the Moshe says. If you have Amish, I'm safe to get high Moshe Chesem, and that's just time from that's not so much, but maybe pump. But otherwise, whatever. Why? What did I say?
If you're in a bowl of chazanish,
it's much cheaper. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to get a powder milk. So the powder milk is based on the chivasai of gimel kav dalid. That what is powder milk? Is they dry out the milk and they make it into powder, and then they and they make a powder milk. A lot of like the chocolate bars have it. A lot of most things are powder milk. So the chivasai shchedim is based on two things. One is it's panam chadashis balakan. It's panam chadashis balakan. You change it. You made a shini in it. It's a new thing. Being that you made a new thing, so it's also going to Cheshvan. Chalav Ak is only also when it comes to Bi'ad Yisrael. Now it's not Chalav, it's something else. And being that it's by the Goyel Zishtana, so, and there is no Chash now. It says also there's no Chash. Apparently you cannot make powdered milk out of other things besides milk. So being that we don't have any Chash, and there's no Chash, you can't make it out of seal's milk, you can't make it into powdered milk.
It says you could.
Is this good?
It says you could.
It says good? So it's only going to Sarah Bigger. Yes. What?
It says if it just heats up, you can heat up anything.
Powdered water. But the Iker Chesed is going basically is that being that it's a Shtana and there is no Chash over here, and being that there is no Chash, the Fim wants to say that it's going. That there is no Chash, and therefore wants to say that it's where are we there? Then it's going to be Mutter. Kuber years ago on this, he said he went on the internet, and he said he went on the internet, and he said if you look it up, he said like it's very easy to make powdered milk from many different. I don't know, he had a whole list of like animals which they do it from, and I don't know, but that's too much time. Now, so we get some powder. Chazanish and Mem Aleph says like why is a panim chadash for the kind? It's smoke because you dried out. Like, not such a shina. Like, because Yom says, like, what's the grace of panim chadash? It's just put, especially you put chaznish.
The one that
you didn't want? No, the one in Mem Aleph. He says, no difference. He says, what's the grace of panim chadash for the kind? You just, others say also that, what's the, what? What's the panim chadash about the kind? What's the way chadash guy? You just put back the milk. You put in water, you make it back the milk, and it's not such a great panim chadash. And therefore, what?
Without work, if you still be milk.
As they do. I'm saying. It's like, why is that such a tremendous?
Rabbi relied that he meant that.
Why is there such a tremendous shinai? Why is there tremendous shinei over here, and therefore that's the side of Benigeya to powdered Hashem Benigeya to powder.
Can you say that once it's food, it gets the shinei?
No, because it's chalav. You just dried it out. So this is chalav. So.
That's already vital.
That's right, it's chalav. It's in the Rebbe, therefore they won't have it. Now, okay, now Benigeya, what's in terms of chalav Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, in terms of what's going on over here? In other words, what do you say?
What does Rebbe say about Maisi? Same as Chol Yisrael.
No, it's better. It's better.
Why is it better?
You have the Tzir for the Hatzvi.
Why is it better? For the Chol of Stam, whatever we call it.
Right, so let's just break it down in a second. Okay? It's copy the whole second. Let's cut some. Every single time and every single way, we deal with that you always have the Pre-Chadash, right? We always have the Pre-Chadash over here, right? The Pre-Chadash says, the end of Tavedra, Mutar, Koyasher. And let's make Akadah's party, right? Then, even to some of you, we don't like to be Chadash, a lot of the Gokhim don't like the Seder. We always have the Cheshvan of the, Ramosha Svara that there's a, there's a Mirsus, and therefore it gets a din of Chalav, it gets a din of Chalav Yisrael, his idea. And then you have another tzir. You have the tzir for the Hatzvi over here that it's we're dealing with powdered milk. There's also that it's sitting in Ishtana, and therefore, it's going to be mutter. What?
Powdered milk for
chatchila. Whatever, if you want. I mean, whatever. You want to know, why? You want to know? Can I explain to you why Kleisel's machmer on some sefer? They says either holik b'chalas or they didn't have their so economy. Everything's very, very chalas.
Powdered milk. No.
What did I say? There are some which are.
But again, what's happening?
There's a very big difference between Chalav Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael to Chalav Yisrael in America. In America, they're doing Tchilas Chaliva, Bechila, and they're doing the other all the time, Mashkiach Tmidi, and that's how Chalav Yisrael is based on in America. That's how they are doing things. In Eretz Yisrael, that's not really what's going on at all. In Eretz Yisrael, what they're doing is that they're not having a Mashkiach Tamidi. That's not what, the only place that's doing that is Landau. Landau is a Mashkiach Tamidi, and that's only Hashor which has Mashkiach Mitchila Ad, Mitchila Ad Saif. Landau used to be Tenuva, right? No longer. But the other Hashem from Badatz down to whatever, what they're doing is like this. They're going Hashem like this. He said before that if a Jew owns it, Badatzim is not the Ezim Gzeira. What is it? It's just that it's just a chashash. It's not that something there. It's just a chashash that maybe they're going to be Ma'arav and not going to be Ma'arav. So what basically what we're doing is they're saying that Tenuva is owned by Jews. So it's a Jewish-owned company. Even though they're owned not by from people, as a dinner member. So we're saying that Ba'atzem, it's not Atzem Gzeira, it's just a chashash. But what is the Jewish Semitic also says that. Maybe Chalvakim is Dafka. When it's Dafka owned by a Goy, if it's Behemi Shai Yisrael and Pailam Shai Yisrael, then Besam, it's not the Etzem Gezeira. Elamai, what is it? We just have the Chash Shemi Yerba Tame. We still have to be worried about that. So we have to get around the Shemi Yerba Dover Tame. How do we get around by Shemi Yerba Tame? We're going to have Mashkech, Yosef Nechas, Povasham. Come every once in a while. Come every once in a while. Yeah. So the fact is in the Dir Shei Yisrael that's going to be mutter, that only works if the owner is from Jew.
So Tenuva is owned by from Jew?
No.
Right, you said it.
No, it's not. Stock, it's not from Jew. It's owned by from Jew. There's a Mirsus. The problem over here is owned by a Friar. It's owned by a Friar. So we lost the Mirsus. Alamai, so what do you want to do? So they want to say, but Batsam, it's Chalav Goy, which Batsam is not Mamash Chalav Akim. Why? Because it's owned by a Jew. Elamite Samumar, so we have to about Shemir Dover Tamei. So, if we get around the Shemir Dover Tamei, we have Mashkich coming once in a while, that's going to circumvent the issue of Chalavak, that's going to circumvent the issue of Shemir Dover Tamei, and therefore they're going to be Megal. So, what's happening over here is basically all the Hashem are doing some type of Yitziv and Nechnas, and that's all they're doing. What I understand is that that's to do two or three times a week. Sure. Aguda maybe once a week, I think it was. Reuben does maybe twice a week. It's a question. And they're just doing Divrei Cheshbonis. So the Badatz officially only takes owners of the farm who are Shemir Shabbos. That's what they want to do. You know, to make they don't want to be Shemir so much in that. They want to take it, officially want to have a Shemir Shabbos matzav, take it from farms where there is a Shemir Shabbos. Because then you're better. If it's Shemir Shabbos owner, then it's Beis Shei Yisrael. And that's the Ram over here with the Shivcha. That's going to be a little bit better. The only time beyond the Badatz is officially only whatever. It's not always updated. Maybe the grandfather was from. And what happens when they go on vacation for a week? You lost that, right? You know, is when they go on vacation, then all of a sudden put a Mashkech Tamidi over there. So it's not. What? Sometimes, well, they're doing.
Most hashgachs relying on the same things. Even the low end hashgachs like Rabbi Not.
It's how often they're going to do it. Now, the Rabbi Not might be relying on, in terms of using video cameras. So, somebody gave video cameras. So it seems. Technically, if somebody watching Kipshuta, that should be okay. But by the way, you have to see the bucket. You have to see the bucket, right? You have to have the video camera with the bucket, right? You have to see the bucket. You have to make it into a mirsus. Now, that's all the question. How much is there a mirsus when that maybe somebody watching the video camera and they are watching the video camera and whatever. So if they know that somebody lie, then you know that's the shayla. They're not there, so you don't have the mirsus. They know there's a video camera. You know, so that's the. You know, that's the discussion, whether it creates a mirsus, doesn't create a mirsus. To make it into, you know, it's like this. It's two shlavim. To make it into chavisa when a guy owns it, it's more of a chiddush, right? To make it into chavisa when a guy owns it, when it's mamash chalvakim, it's more of a chiddush, right? That works, like kilo yisoreo, and I'm there, and kilo I'm there. That's vikuach number one. It's easier by a mummer. Mummer, we're trying to do. We're trying to get Betzim Mishra Yisrael. Marev. No Dover Tamei Idrai. There is a Mirsus over here. It's much easier to one go ahead and do it. They also have nowadays, I think things just go by machine. And it's not done by things, you know, you don't have, it's not the only day you have a guy sitting there with holding the cow going, pounding it, and whatever. So if you have a machine, So by machines, that's stamza is much more pashut because then it's not really chalavakim, right?
It's
what? So that's the question. That can be a very big grumble. What?
I know the animal went into the machine.
Yeah. What do you say? I think the way it works is it's like robots, and it's not that you don't have a goyis in your say. It's all done electronically. Done electronically. So vayit would be the same type of thing.
So why don't we totally go there? Milk nowadays. Why do you need a mashgiach?
What do you need?
Nothing. It's not chol v'yisrael. Not chol v'yisrael.
Now we're talking about a yisrael owns it.
So owns it.
If a guy owns it, then it's chol v'yisrael.
Guy owns it.
Why?
Because it's chol v'yisrael. Guy. Oh, chol v'yisrael.
There's nothing.
It's not said.
Guy didn't milk it. There's nothing.
If the guy owns the behemoth,
who cares?
If the guy owns the behemoth,
it's so there's these cameras. I don't know all the things. There is something. Mahadrin. There's one issue on Shabbos. One issue is on Shabbos. And it was on Shabbos, so it's very hard to have a mashkiach there. And in Shabbos, Yantiv. And that's where a lot of times we're ashamed when we want to, you know, be same with my cameras. So it's Shinao.
Rabbi, even a Goyisha farm in America, anywhere, why do you need anyone there? It's not a.
Rabbi means out of the air. Rabbi says, "Mom, the Chalav Shabbos is going to be standing for Chalav Shalom. Chalav Gai. This is Machlokes. Exeis Akam is Davishing Minyan. Some say for Zaser, not every Chalav. Rabbi Paskim, Mom, the Goy Midarabanan. He says, "Only Midarabanan." Therefore, he wants to say. We do it. You know what I mean? The Chalav Makim. It helps the priest with Chalav. Plus, let me have shishim.
That
doesn't matter. Yes, it does. I don't know. So, that's basically the mitzvah in terms of what's going on. It's salt, it's not. What? They're going more. Which right, it's a little bit of a chiddush because, like, here in Svara, Rishivelli says that dinik is only derabanan. You know, we did see the Ran on Chulam, which says kabi pasakim the mumer dinik kagoy, and he's nichol all the xeris. So mumer dinik is nichol all the xeris, and it's really chalavakim. What's chalavakim? Then all these spot checking and things like that are something which aren't going to be good. So it's definitely very not posh to this whole shtukol Torah to say that it's basically the fact that mumer dinik kagoy is not dinik kagoy, right? The Ma'aseh we saw the Ran is not like that. Ran is the Mumer is the Nikagai. So, you know, the whole thing is somewhat Mechodeshtek. One last lachman to get the Kalim. So, Ramah says that Chalak Ma'aseh is the Kalim. And we just said yesterday that copy of the Kalim, though the Hashem go different Heterim in terms of Kashin the Kalim, they say number one, that the Kashin is going on. If it's anybody in Yoyim, number one, it's only done on the person giving the hechsher, so therefore it's not a problem with the person buying it. Therefore, it's not a problem. There's also certain ifanim how there's certain things where you kasher kelim. You're supposed to, which is b'diavad. You're supposed to, you're supposed to use liquid, use something else. But because there's something where the kasher in ways which maybe the hechsher works b'diavad, they also say that that's okay. Why? There's a certain mitzvah. If you kasher in the regular way, it's going to ruin the machinery. Therefore, the kasher shouldn't be what? I'm saying that's only b'diavad. It's not actually in Yimashka. So they say it's not type of cheshvan. That's b'diavad is okay. So the owner has no problem buying it. Elamai, where the Rabbi Machsher, I hold like Ramesha. And therefore, it's not a problem for me to meet the I really hold it's wicked and it's okay. I don't really need to cash it. And therefore, you know, Simcha is the coolest copy of that because, you know, there'll be Simcha on Ramesha or the Pri Chodesh to go ahead and to do like that. Fine, stop here.